In general, to be spiritual in these times means going it alone, far more than in the past. In a society with misguided conceptions of God and no tradition of masters, you are responsible for setting your own intentions. Here are the ground rules that have proved effective for me personally and which I feel will work for many people. 1. Know your intentions. Review the list of spiritual intentions and make sure that you understand how important they are. Your destiny is to move in the direction of your soul, but the fuel that makes destiny move is intention. Intend for yourself that the gap of separation gets closed just a little more each day. Don't let your false intentions remain masked. Root them out and work on the anger and fear that keep you attached to them. False intentions take the form of guilty desires. I want someone else to fail. I want to get even. I want to see bad people punished. I want to take away something not my own. False intentions can be elusive. You will notice their existence by the feeling tone connected with them, a feeling of fear, greed, rage, hopelessness, and weakness. Sense the feeling first. Refuse to buy into it, and then remain aware until you find the intention lurking beneath. 2. Set your intentions high. Aim to be a saint and a miracle worker. Why not? The same laws of nature operate for everyone. If you know that the goal of inner growth is to acquire mastery, then ask for that mastery as soon as possible. Once you ask, don't strain to work wonders, but don't deny them to yourself either. The beginning of mastery is vision. See the miracles around you, and that will make it easier for greater miracles to grow. 3. See yourself in the light. The ego keeps its grip by making us feel needy and powerless. From this sense of lack grows the enormous hunger to acquire everything in sight. Money, power, sex, and pleasure are supposed to fill up the lack, but they never do. You can escape this whole package of illusion if you see yourself not in a shadow fighting to get to God, but as in the light from the first moment. The only difference between you and a saint is that your light is small and a saint's is great. This difference pales in comparison to the similarity. You are both of the light. The irony of near-death experiences is that when people come back to report how rapturously they felt bathed in blinding light, they overlook that the light was there all along. It is the self. 4. See everyone else in the light. The cheapest way to feel good about yourself is by feeling superior to others. From this dark seed grows every manner of judgment. Getting out of judgment is vital. And to plant that seed, you have to stop dividing others into categories of good and bad. Everyone lives in the same light. A simple formula may help here. When you're tempted to judge another person, no matter how obviously they deserve it, remind yourself that everyone is doing the best they can from their level of consciousness. 5. Reinforce your intentions every day. On the surface, the obstacles against spirit are enormous. Everyday life is a kind of swirling chaos, and the ego is entrenched in its demands. You cannot rely on one good intention to carry you through. It takes discipline to remind yourself, day in and day out, of your own spiritual purpose. For some people, it helps to write down their intentions. For others, periods of regular meditation and prayer are useful. It isn't good enough to repeat your intentions to yourself on the run. Find your center, look closely at yourself, and do not let go of your intention until it feels centered inside yourself. 6. Learn to forgive yourself. The ego has a way of co-opting spirit and pretending that everything is going well. Thus, we all fall into traps of selfishness and delusion when least expected. The chance remark that wounds someone else, the careless lie, the irresistible urge to cheat are universal. Forgive yourself for being where you are. To be honestly a creature of stage 2 driven by ambition and haunted by guilt, is more spiritual than pretending to be a saint. Apply to yourself the same dictum as to others. You are doing the best you can from your own level of consciousness. I like to remember one master's definition of the perfect disciple, one who is always stumbling but never falls. 7. Learn to let go. The paradox of being spiritual is that you are always wrong and always right at the same time. You are right to try to know God in every way you can, but you are wrong to think that things won't change tomorrow. Life is change. You must be prepared to let go of today's beliefs, thoughts, and actions, no matter how spiritual they make you feel. Every stage of inner growth is a good life. Each is nurtured by God. Only your second attention will know when it is time to move on. And when you know, don't hesitate to let go of the past. 8. Revere what is holy. Our society teaches us to be skeptical of the sacred. The usual attitude toward miracles is a bemused caution. Few people spend much time delving into the world's great wealth of scriptures. But every saint is your future, and every master is reaching over his shoulder to look at you, waiting for you to join him. The human representatives of God constitute an infinite treasure. Dipping into this treasure will help to open your heart. Adjust the moment when your soul wants to blossom. The words of a saint or sage may be the right fertilizer. 9. Allow God to take over. When all is said and done, either spirit has power or it doesn't. If there is only one reality, nothing in the material world stands outside God. This means that if you want something, spirit can provide it. Deciding what part you need to do and what part God will do is delicate. It also changes from stage to stage. You have to know yourself in this regard. No one else can tell you what to do.